With reality, let it go. Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning. We're back in the building, back in the building. What's happening? I'm Pastor JT. This is
Lady Fanita.
And we're back on the corner. We got a new single out. Got about two singles out, man. Praise the Lord. Finally get a chance to talk about some things that led up to this song and catch up on some things that's going on. We don't celebrate Halloween, but it is that day. Happy whatever day it is to you. Praise the Lord. Back in the building, Pastor J. Tizzle. And the lady. Let's give a few Halloween. What you feel about Halloween?
You know what? We had a discussion about this on yesterday at work. And a lot of people were really touchy with that subject. I mean, because some people are Christian and they go against it and all this and that. But there's a lot of people at work that have little children who want to, you know, take the kids out, dress them up. Mm. It's their third Halloween. They want to, you know, take the kids out. So they asked my opinion on it. So I kind of told them, hey, it's to each his own. I don't personally celebrate Halloween, just because I understand, I know the background, I know the history of it,
and
I don't celebrate it because I'm not. I told them there's a bunch of witchcraft and things like that going on, so I don't do it. But if you want to take your children out, that's on you.
There are a lot of different things that you can look up and get some facts and all that stuff on how Halloween started and all that good stuff. And here's what I found out. When the Celts converted to Christianity, they began to call the first day of November All Saints Day or All Hallows. The night before All Saints Day became known as Hallows Eve, eventually evolved into Halloween. So All Saints Day, which is November 1st, was celebrated by the Christians. The eve of All Saints Day became Halloween. What you think about that?
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, it's not surprising because of the world we live in right now.
Right.
They had to have something because it was All Saints Day.
Right.
The day after. Right. So they had to go before it and try to set that atmosphere.
And you can do the research on your own to find out who the ancient Celtics were. And doing all that, man. But that's what I found out, and then all of the traditions that came in, wearing the costumes, fortune telling. We already know what that's about. Decorating with pumpkins and corn husks and scarecrows, using skulls as a reminder
of death.
Using colors black, orange, and sometimes purple. So that's those are some fun facts for the pagan holiday.
And it's like I said, it's to each his own.
To each his own.
A lot of
do
people like
thing,
to
man,
celebrate Halloween. Like, I like scary movies.
I don't
particularly like to go to haunted houses.
I ain't doing that either.
But I like scary movies.
I'm not. I don't see the point in paying somebody to scare you.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not finna do that, man. I can go to Stop Six, Chicago, any rough neighborhood and get scared.
Let somebody scare you.
Yeah, man. No, so I ain't trying to pay nobody. Stand in line and then pay to have the life scared out of you.
They told me at work yesterday that the tickets for the haunted house this year is $60 per person.
$60 to wet your pants.
Right.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, it's that time of the year. It's a couple of weeks ahead, a couple of days. We're leading into the election. There's a whole lot of weird vibes in the atmosphere. The nation is split. I released a song called America. If you haven't heard it, it's available on all digital platforms. Go check it out. Produced by great producer by the name of Supplier Beats. Shout out to Supplier Beats for that production. What you think about that song?
I love it.
You like that song?
I do.
It's a, it, some say it is a little controversial.
It is.
So what you,
but I mean, it makes you think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what a lot of people don't like. If you bring, you know, like, it's kind of like if it's swept up under the rug, people don't have to worry about, you know, judging it or
right.
or living in the reality of what you're right. talking about. But when you sing something and they're listening, it causes you to have to think about what you're saying.
Right.
So then you become responsible because now you know. Because I like when you start off and you say, America, we got some explaining to do.
I said we have a lot to consider.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
A lot to consider.
Yes. I don't know why I always want to say, you say it's a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah. Well, the lyrics are on Apple and Spotify, so you can read exactly what's being said on those songs. I hadn't made a lyric video for it yet, but I was kind of let it do what it do on its own to, you know, after the elections and, you know, that's pretty much what all I say about that song.
It's an eye opener.
It's a song that, was influenced by what I see in America.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is, we have to choose between the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dang if you do and then a dang if you don't.
Right.
But there's been publicized only two candidates, but there's more than two candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's by design that they want us to pick out of those two and leaving in the shadows the other two that is available. And so if you are one of those that are going to go stand in the polls, vote by the spirit.
Yeah.
Vote by the spirit. If that's something that you do.
Exactly. I think everybody is, like, most of my coworkers have went and voted already.
Yeah, man. A lot of people don't want to go stand in lines on that day.
Yeah.
And have
too,
to deal with the last of the last, the bottom of the barrel voting. So.
And if you go now, I believe, before this week is up, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
If you wait till next week, then you have to go to your designated precinct.
Right.
So,
well, I can go ahead. I don't mind saying it. I don't have a particular dog in the fight when it comes to who's going to be elected. I want to see change in America. Period.
And we haven't.
And we haven't seen it, regardless of who they put in office. So.
No.
I just want to see change and praying for the future of the land and the division to cease.
Right.
And that's kind of asking for $1 million on Christmas. But hey,
right.
It is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me ask you some questions about your song. Do you mind?
Which one?
Let's talk about the garden.
The garden. Okay.
So hopefully,
face to face with
those
reality.
Of you that are listening have heard
King
the
Coke
garden.
Gotta let it go, toe to toe. The man in the mirror gotta leave because he's gotta gain control. Go ahead.
Hopefully, those that are listening have heard the garden. Garden was just released
October 18th. It came out October 18th, and it is doing fairly well.
Well, don't say before you say that. That's one of my questions. Let me ask you this. What inspired you to write that particular song?
That particular song, I don't know when exactly I wrote it, but I was dealing with some things at work, dealing with some things, people, being a man of the cloth, being a Christian, being a pastor, a lot of people tend to talk to you any kind of way, treat you any kind of way, and just because you have that title, they expect you to turn the other cheek or not say anything, and forgetting the fact that I'm still a man.
That's right.
And my flesh get weak, and I be getting caught up in my feelings sometime. And I expressed this several occasions that my heart and my mind has been set free and delivered, but these hands ain't. And so I be trying to talk to my hands and say, no, don't ball up. No, don't slap. No, don't jerk. No, don't pull. And yay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And so in this particular song, I have to go to the sacred place. I have to go to the sacred place, which in this particular song is the garden. If you think about the garden, I mentioned the Garden of Gethsemane, and that's the place where Jesus told the disciples to go pray, and that's the place where he went to go pray, and that's the place where he was arrested. Mm-hmm. And some tension happened in the garden.
Yeah.
When they grabbed Jesus, what Peter do? Peter cut that soldier off.
Yeah.
Anger happened in the garden, and that's where you hear in the song where I got all of the sounds going up high. That's the tension that you're feeling in the garden, and you have to calm back down and implement that self-control, the fruit of the spirit, self-control. And control those emotions and come back down and not swing and not grab a hold to your rod and your staff.
If y'all could see these expressions over here.
Yeah. I be wanting to grab that rod and that staff.
So, let me ask you this. So, is it like therapeutic for you to write stuff like that, to write
it's
it
very,
down?
Very, very therapeutic, man. It keep me out of jail.
Okay.
It keep me out of jail. It keep me from going back to some old ways and old thoughts, because if you think about so a man think it, so is he. Mm-hmm. If you done thought it, you done already did it.
You can think and it in so, your heart.
Going to the garden is that place where you repent. Mm-hmm. So I'm repenting of, I not already jacked this dude up. I not already knocked his teeth out. I done already shot him. Mm-hmm. I done already drug him and tied him up in some plastic and put him in a trunk and took him to right by the lake and buried him and all that good stuff. Yeah. So I, in my mind, it already done played out. Mm-hmm. But I had to repent for the things that I thought. Mm-hmm. And that's the message that I wanted to get across to, especially in hip hop. There's a lot of songs where a lot of guys are going back and forth with one another. Mm-hmm. Over tracks. There's a lot of animosity in the streets. And so I'm telling them that it doesn't make you less of a man to let them make it.
Right.
It doesn't make you less of a man to contain and control that anger and give it to God in prayer. And so that's the message from this song. I know a lot of people have heard it and they're like, this is not Christian hip hop. Why is this? This is Christian hip hop. This is a song that it's a sermon over a track. And then if you are spiritual, you can hear everything, why it should be in that genre.
And you know what, and the thing with people that are you know, professing Christianity. I think they get it twisted when you say, talk about being saved and stuff. Being saved is not a walk in the park.
Well, it's not even that side, that would question it. It's more so the Christian hip hop side that does a lot of the, well, that's not Christian hip hop. If I don't have to say Jesus and Jesus, 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 and Jesus, 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 that seemed fake and phony to me, mm-hmm. Versus me telling a story or admitting flaws, mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kingdom, where we actually meeting the people where they are, opposed to getting on a mic and I'm going to sell you a dream of how I'm living, and I ain't living what I'm spitting.
Right. Right. And I know so many guilty people.
I know several.
So let me ask you, what headspace are you in when creating? Because you're pretty creative. Sometimes when I come back and listen to what you said or watch you while you're writing, what headspace are you in when you're creating? Because, like, I'm in a different place in my mind when I'm writing my songs, when I'm writing lyrics. Where are you in your head when you're writing?
I'm still in preacher mode. Mm-hmm. I'm still in preacher mode. The same way I prepare my sermons is the same way I write the lyrics. Some of them don't even rhyme. I'm just putting it together. You know what I'm saying? And so I remember you saying, you might need to take some words out of that spot right there. It's a lot. You're saying a whole lot right there. Mm-hmm. And I try to take it out, but it don't make sense. And so I leave it there. I have a lot of lyrics where if you go and read the lyrics, you'll get the message. Mm-hmm. Just for a person turning it on and jamming to the beat, they're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. They have to listen to the lyrics.
Okay. I heard you say a few minutes ago that it was going very good. That song had...
It is.
How many streams does it have? Do you know right off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
But I know it's over 10,000 in a week, including if you count Apple, Spotify, it's at 9,000 something on Spotify by itself. Mm-hmm. If you count the Apple, then that takes it over. If you count Deezer and all the other platforms that it's on, YouTube and so forth and so forth, mm-hmm. it's doing some pretty incredible numbers for us not to purchase any outside marketing or playlisting or anything like that. No, we don't do that.
Everybody think we do,
but we have...
We ain't got no money for that.
We don't... It makes more sense to have it come in than it go out. That's why it's called in-house productions. Make it make sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm grateful to have a tribe and a family of supporters. Shout out to King Ken, 88 Sound. He played the song on his show on Twitch, and that gained some listeners. Shout out to ATM Radio, Brother Corey Drums. He spins it. Team Arliss, they spin it. Invisible Tongues, they spin it. And so we have our tribe that allows us to have these different avenues where we generate these streams. And man, we're grateful to have that tribe of support, man. Right. So shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all for the support and continue to keep it spinning.
That's right. So do you have a sample?
Yeah, it came on. That was the music that was playing before it came on.
We won't get blocked if we play a little bit of it.
No, we don't get blocked, but we'll play a little bit of it again on the way out of here.
Okay.
On the way out of here. And then in the description, it'll be the link where you can go check it out. again, as well as America. You can check that out as well.
America. Well, make sure you guys stay safe. I know that some of you will
check
go out.
Your candy. If you go get them kids some candy, check it. Yes. Make sure you check it, man.
Watch your surroundings.
Wear your mask.
Be careful when you open your door.
Yeah, watch the cars. Yeah. Wear some magnifying something so folks can see you out there in the dark.
Be careful.
And make sure you it's still jacking season. Mm-hmm. It's jacking season. It's get snatched and put in the car and taken down the road to Mexico season. It's all of that. You know, we got the man. They snatching people up and taking them off. So yeah. You got to be careful, especially in these holidays where you got to be outdoors. You got to be outside, man. So we got to. You know what we gonna do for them? We gonna pray for them. Okay. Close us out of here with a prayer.
Lord, we just thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity that was not promised to us. God, we thank you for your love, for your grace, your mercy. Happy Thursday to everybody. God, we just ask you to keep us safe in your arms. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you were blessed by this episode. Hey, shout out to our supporters that's been sowing seeds, man. Thank y'all. God bless y'all. Seeds are doing great. Hey, if you want to contribute, you can do so. It's $ the Preacher's Corner on our Cash App. Continue to sow into the ground. I'm Pastor JT. This is
Lady Fanita.
And we out of here. We'll be back soon.
Thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG, The Preacher's Corner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.